In an effort to improve diversity, the NFL is making adjustments to its Rooney Rule. This is a rule that requires teams to interview a diverse group of candidates for jobs like coaching and various other positions. Now there are two changes. First, all 32 teams must hire a minority offensive assistant coach for the 2022 season. Now women can count towards that minority hiring. And on top of that, the NFL announced the creation of a six-person advisory committee who will be in charge of reviewing the league's diversity. Joining us now is Elena Armijo, Executive and Leadership Coach. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Now, the NFL has been a white male-dominated league. Tell us how this expansion is now going to create new paths for people within the league.
I'm so excited. I think this is a huge win for women and the NFL. It's going to open the doors for women coming up and those that may have been discouraged to start a career in football previously. So I'm really excited to see what this creates on many levels.
It's really interesting, too, because it seems like this will be more of an action move from the league rather than simply interviewing someone because, you know, they check off the boxes. Can you explain how this will work?
Yeah, typically we see companies, you know, for any kind of diversity initiatives, they are trying to just hire people or say, this is what we've done so far. But what the NFL is creating is longevity and legacy in what they've chosen to do. So not only are they just going to interview people and say they checked the box, but the action is, no, we're actually hiring people on purpose to train, develop, and raise everybody's boats together so that actually everybody's becoming much better at their jobs or needing to show up differently.
And the interesting thing here, too, is that the NFL is making the person that is hired, who does fit that minority or female criteria, to make sure that they train along. So it's not like someone's just being pushed into this position. Have you been able to look more into this? Like, what exactly does this mean for that person who does get those positions?
Yeah, I think what this means is, first of all, they have a shot and they can learn and grow from each other. So, you know, anytime that we're talking about a conversation where voices are left out of a room, you can't count that you have the best talent in the world. So what I think is happening is they're really opening up the doors to be able to welcome voices that traditionally have not been heard in this space. So it's listening to both sides. Women coming up and being trained are listening to them, but they're also listening to a diverse, unique perspective that hasn't been brought forward so far. So this is really how we're going to see things start to change.
Yeah, you know, Elena, we're always hearing about inclusion and representation. How will this make things more competitive across all teams?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that everybody is going to get better at their jobs. You know, it's going to force everybody who's doing this so far to take a look at what have they been bringing to the table and what have they not been bringing to the table? And are they willing to get better at it? It's shifting, just as you said, the hyper-masculinity of what has been traditionally white-led league and putting a dent in representation for decades to come.
Absolutely. Elena, thank you so much for joining us and for giving us more insight as to really what this will mean on the long run for anyone who is involved with this. If people want more information, whether on the work that you do or just in general from you, where can they find you?
Thank you so much. You can find me at the c-suitecollective.com and anybody there that I work with.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.